Security is weird too. You know, like it's bothering me at the airports. Like coming here into town, it's hard. You know, obviously because the president's here. If you fly into Reagan Airport, you can't use the restroom 30 minutes before you land. You know how far a plane goes in 30 minutes? Far. Far. You know how far you can drive in 30 minutes doing like 80 miles an hour? You get pretty far away from here, right? Even further in a plane. A lot of people gotta pee. You know, so either you pee on yourself or go to jail. That's basically what they're telling you, you know. Ma'am, I need to use the restroom.
I'm sorry, sir, but federal regulations does not allow you to use the restroom 30 minutes prior to landing.
Are you gonna tell?
Sir, I cannot allow it.
But I have to pee. I'm gonna pee on myself.
I'm so sorry, sir.
That is exactly what they'll tell you.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Because if they allow you to go pee, then they're freaking breaking the law too. And there's always an air marshal, you know, except Southwest. They're like, Southwest. There's ghetto people in Southwest. Ain't nobody taking over one of those planes. In the name of Allah, sit down. Sit down. I got a hangover, man. You better sit your ass down. I ain't even in the mood. Shoot, man, I don't know. It's weird, and then they're always complaining about it, all terrorism and stuff like that. It's just, it's hard. The president over there, the leader. People voted for him, though. You know, a lot of people did vote, some didn't. I didn't vote. I didn't like either guy. You know, I figured, why pick your poison? I choose none of the above. People, we love to vote, but we vote for stupid things, like American Idol. Voting for presidents is not a priority to us. It's not. A lot of us were like, whatever. Very unpopular election. This is what they need to do, though. They want us to start, you know, voting the right way. They should make it a reality show. Think about it. Instead of sending these guys all over America to kiss butt, you know, spending our money, just have a one-hour special on Fox. Call it something catchy like, who's gonna run this bitch? You get both guys on TV at the same time, get them drunk, ask them stupid questions. 30 minutes into the special, put an 800 number on the screen. We know what to do. You have reached the presidential hotline.
Para servicio en español. Oprima el número dos.
For George Bush, press 3. John Kerry, press 4. Other options, press 5. You don't like either one? Press 5. Please hold. I knew you'd be back. Some people like that joke. Some people are like, no, that was just as bad.